Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. A little bit of Chicago there for you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, but you already knew that, didn't you? My website is www.com. Let me put the stuff in the middle there. www.jbsba.com. I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit. I'm going to have to slow down a little bit. www.jbsba.com. I'm just so excited about having Ben McConnell back on the show, folks. That's the reason why I'm messing up here. Don't forget to check out my website when you get a chance, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Ben McConnell is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He and Jackie Huba are the founders of Wabash & Lake, a marketing consulting firm that helps people all over the world reach out and touch customers in a better way. Ben and Jackie are the authors of Creating Customer Evangelists, and Ben is our friend. Ben, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be back.
It's good to have you back. And I'm excited about not only about having you back, as you could tell, but also about what you want to talk about, because you want to talk about how to market like a rock star. Now, I was talking to the audience earlier before you got here, and you know, I said I'm pretty sure it's not going to involve drugs, but I wasn't quite sure about the groupies.
Well, we all would love to have groupies in one way or another.
Yeah.
And as small business owners. And a groupie would be somebody, in the translated sense in business, would be somebody who just wants to follow you around, you know, loves what you do, and wants to support you. So let's think about groupies in that way.
All right.
You know, and what's one thing that a rock star does when they have a popular hit record?
They go on tour. Yeah, they have to travel around to support it, don't they?
Right, right.
That's one. If you know anything about that industry, you know that you know half their life, or more than half their life sometimes. Well, half their life typically is in the studio making the record, and then the other half is going on tour to get the word out there.
Mm-hmm. And if you're a small business owner and you've been around 10, 20, even 30 years, I mean, you could be kind of still a golden oldie. But you, just like Devo this summer and Van Halen and David Bowie, Prince, they've been around forever. They're touring this summer. They're going to where their fans are, and they're touring because they are rock stars. Well, as a business owner, you could do the same thing.
And what those guys are doing is they're going out, they're reminding their old customers, their old fans, that they're still around, and they might even be picking up a couple of new fans.
Oh, absolutely. And here's an example. There's a Tucson-based company called Buffalo Exchange.
Mm-hmm.
And they're celebrating their 30th anniversary this year by touring their 30 different stores that they have in the Southwest region. They're based out of Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
And they resell clothes. They're an eclectic fashion resale chain.
Mm.
And it's a duo that owns the chain. And they're going in this kind of old, funky, retro trailer and meeting with their fans, their biggest, you know, customers,
uh-huh.
And they have like a slideshow that they give, and they're going to meet with all the employees at all these different stores.
They're creating theater, aren't they?
Yeah, it's really theater, and they have all these old photos of fashion through the years and the stores through the years. And I mean, if you live in that part of the country or you've been to one of their stores, you know that they have something of a following.
Right. What a great idea to generate some excitement and some energy and renew the reasons with their customers why they do business with you to start with, and that's one of the things that really sets apart. It's that creates an opportunity for small business owners to really set themselves apart from others, isn't it?
Customers love to meet the people behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Your most enthusiastic, your most passionate, your most evangelistic customers, which could be about, in the neighborhood of 20% of your total customer universe. It's not all of them necessarily. But those people who love you the most are the ones who can be the most influential about spreading the word about you. And, of course, any small business owner knows that word of mouth is probably if not exclusively, your most important marketing strategy.
Right. Now, when you talk about going on tour, if we don't have 30 locations around a region, we only have one location, how can we go on tour with that?
Well, here's an example, another example. You're familiar with Linux, the computer operating system.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's something that's intangible. But there's a company called Red Hat,
right,
which makes Linux-based software.
Right.
And they have people who purchase that software, which is, you could even say, intangible.
And folks, just to make sure, folks, Linux is the open source software you've heard of. There's a debate going on right now between open source and proprietary software, and Linux being open source and say Microsoft Windows being proprietary. That's in case you'd forgotten what Linux is. Now go ahead, Ben.
So Red Hat went on tour this year. They traveled around the world actually to meet 1,500 different customers across big companies. To develop relationships with them and to hold seminars and to conduct user groups of people who use Red Hat software. And so it was four guys from the company, and they all kind of were fun and goofy, and they have a blog that describes their tour, and they have photos and even some videos of their tour. And it's really about going to where the customers are,
mm-hmm,
and developing relationships with those and developing relationships with people who you could say are self-selected, who want to meet the people behind the company and to really kind of further the relationship, if you will.
So do you recommend, if I've got a one-location tire store or a one-location pharmacy or a one location barbecue place or whatever, you recommend that I find out where my customers live and or work and go see them and do the same thing in a smaller way?
You could try that, and it's something that Krispy Kreme does for each store location that they have. When they move into a new location, they draw a 1 mile radius around each store location,
mm-hmm,
and they fan out in teams delivering free Krispy Kreme donuts. They tour the neighborhood, and they say, hey, we are coming to the neighborhood. We just thought you'd like to know. Here's some free Krispy Kremes, and we hope you'll come to the store opening.
Right.
So if you are, you know, a tire store, why not draw a one-mile radius? And even if you've been there a while, say, you know, we haven't really gotten to know our neighbors as well as we'd like, and so we're hosting an open house.
Hold on to that thought, Ben. Hold on to that thought. Let's come back to this right after these messages. We'll be right back, folks, with our good friend Ben McConnell, the author of Creating Customer Evangelists. It's 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Ben McConnell is our guest, and our good friend Ben is the author, along with Jackie Huba, of a book, one of my favorites, called Creating Customer Evangelists. Ben, tell us where the book's available, and tell us where your website is, too, please.
The book is available in Barnes & Noble stores around the country and, of course, in the world's biggest bookstore, Amazon.com.
Right. And the last name is McConnell, McConnell, if you want to look up Ben's name in Google, or if you want to look up there his name in the at Amazon or any of the online bookstores, or go to your local small bookstore and ask them to order it if they don't have it. Creating Customer Evangelists. Ben, we were talking about taking our show on the road. You know, I really like the idea of going out and knocking on doors. As you may know, that's my background. In many years past, my job was to go out and take a kit bag and a briefcase and go out and knock on doors and say, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?" And you know, and so I really like the idea of not nesting, of not holding up in your cave, of getting out and you know, small business owners, if you're, you know, Ben's onto something here. If your sales aren't going as well as you think they should, or even if they are, you know, leave the business with an employee and go out and knock on a door. Ben, what should we say if we've got a business that's not typically a business that people are used to having somebody call on them for? let's say it's a barbecue place, or let's say it's a tire store, or a salon, you know, a hair salon or something like that. How should we approach people when we walk up and knock on the door? What should we say?
Well, first of all, I mean, if you're not really sure what to say, is to ask your customers. And the way that you can ask the customers, and by the way, this is all centered around marketing to your existing customers.
Right.
This is not about acquiring new customers. This is about marketing to strictly your database, your existing database, because you want word to spread.
You want them to be happier with you so they'll talk about you.
That's right. They'll advertise for you. And they're a lot more trusted than any ad you're going to put in the Yellow Pages or on a billboard or anything like that, because it's the trusted word of an existing customer.
Well, if the guy who I buy my tires from called me up and said, "Hey Jim, could I come by? I'm going to be in your area. Could I come by for 5 minutes?" I'd say, "Sure, come by. I'd be glad to see him."
Right. And if you happen to know him and you've been a customer of his for 10 years, oh sure, he has probably great faith in what you have to say. And then you could ask him, or he might ask you a series of questions. "Hey, I'm thinking about having a tour, and this is some of my ideas of what it could be like, and what do you think? What would you do?" And I'm sure a few ideas might spill forth from your great idea of your great toy box of ideas, chances are he'd probably use one, if not all of those.
What if you just said,
think about yourself the same way? How could you involve your customers into planning something like this? They'll give you some great ideas.
What if the tour, Ben, what if we started out with the tour being literally you going out and talking to customers? That is your tour. In other words, you see what I mean? I'm trying to help people out who might not be as energetic about having a tour. Maybe the tour is just going out and calling on customers in a way that you ordinarily don't, and just saying to them on the call, just saying, you know, what would the ideal tire store, the ideal barbecue place, the ideal hair salon, what would the ideal one look like? What about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just engage them in a conversation. Bring them a T-shirt or bring them some sort of swag to thank them for their time, but really focus on the relationship. Mm-hmm. And how can we improve? What would make your experience with us better? What's one thing? And sometimes that's all it takes is just one thing, and that one thing becomes three or four. And there's one other question you could ask them, too, on your tour. Would you recommend us, or do you recommend us to any friends? And if they hesitate a little bit, then you know that there's some opportunity for improvement. And if they say, "Yes, outstanding, yes, I've recommended you to 15 people, and here's their names," write them down. And, you know, just create contacts with them as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But a lot of people are reticent to do that, aren't they? They're reluctant to ask those kinds of questions, aren't they?
You know, there's a fear to overcome in asking for feedback, because the greatest fear of all is that people will say, "Oh, you are a terrible person, and your business is terrible, and I hope you die." But they're not going to say that.
No.
If somebody is doing business with you, they like your product, they like your service for some reason, and you just have to get over the fear of developing a relationship. It's almost like kind of the classic stereotypical men thing, the fear of commitment.
Yeah.
You have to commit to your customers.
Well, and the thing is that even if, what if they say, "Well, you know what, I didn't buy my last tires from you because when I was there last time, one of your guys made me mad," or whatever. You need to know that.
You need to know that firsthand from your customers.
Yeah.
Because if they're silent, they're probably going to dump you, never to call again.
That's the thing. They won't come back and say, "I made me mad." They just go somewhere else, don't they?
Right. And if you go to them, then your chances of converting them from a lost or at least an indifferent customer into an evangelist is terrific. And they'll spread the word about the relationship that you have set out to build with them.
Think about this idea, folks. Ben's got a great idea. Go on tour. Could look a lot of different ways. Your tour, mate, is going to be different from my tour. But think about that. And, Ben, thank you for bringing this information to us. And give us your website one more time before you go.
CreatingCustomerEvangelists.com.
And that's the name of the book, too, without the .com. Check it out when you get a chance. Thanks, Ben. Good job today. We'll see you later.
Thanks, Jim.
Say hi to Jackie.
Will do.
Got to go for just a few minutes. I'll be right back after these messages with John Stanton. Stay with me. 29 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.